certainly blessed. By the way, blessed to have moms here, blessed to have the junior church kids come down for just a couple minutes. They're going to sing in just a few minutes. But I know that there's some moms that are visiting here with their children and don't normally attend church here. Jessica's mom from Detroit area is with us. Glad to have her. Kathy Morris, nice to see you this morning with the kids. There are other mothers that are, Mrs. Bergman, John's mom is with us this morning. Of you. This Mrs. Bergman is not John's mom. It's his wife. But this one is. Good to have you, Mrs. Bergman. And then, yes, ma'am. And, all right. And Mary Keller, Jason's mom, and is with, Jason Keller's mom is with us this morning. And we know them. We're glad to have them with us. Are there any moms that are visiting that normally don't come here? Anybody else that I've missed? Good to see you this morning. Glad you're here. Jerry, this time. All right, very good. All right, so good to see you this morning. All right. And, pardon me?
My daughter-in-law.
Your daughter-in-law, Brooklyn's mom, is here. Wave back there. It's good to see you this morning. Thanks for coming out and being with us today. We really, really appreciate that. Today's Mother's Day, and we like to honor our moms. I've written several little Mother's Day poems, and I don't like to share canned things. I like that have come from my heart. And so today I'm going to read a couple little poems that I've written, I've read before. I do have a new poem that I wrote yesterday that I'm going to share in my message. But I'd like our moms to stand. If you would, please, all of the mothers, would you stand? And this day is dedicated to you. We want you to be honored. We honor our moms. You honor your moms. But we want you to be honored here today. It's unbelievable what you mean. The older I get, the more I know how much a mother means. And so we're so thrilled that you're here this morning. Thank you for being here. A couple little poems. I want you to listen to them. First of all, how can we honor mothers? It's not by just the words of love, which flow from mouth to ear. It's also by the loving deeds we do throughout the year. It's not the gifts of costly jewels bring her honor due. It's when we give our lives to God that brings her honor true. What greater honor could she get while living or at rest than having sons or daughters here who give the Lord their best? And then a little Mother's Day poem. I think this is the first one I wrote many years ago when I was pastoring in Harbor Beach. Who was it that my grief did share? Who was it that did always care? Who was it when my steps did slide to help and guide? Who was it that when down in heart, to me she would some joy impart? Who stayed with me when I was ill and always gave me some dumb pill? Who spoke wise words that I should heed and made me think I could succeed? Now if in thought you're in a pinch, it was my mother, that's a cinch. And then this one, especially for today, a mother's influence, a mother's influence. Ladies, you can't understand what you do, what you say, what you are, how it all has an influence upon your children, not just when they're in your home, but when they grow up and are gone. It's a reference point. A mother's influence. She's not the commander of the army, like Patton in his day. She's not some corporate leader for GM or Frito-Lay. She's just a steward of little ones. Their lives are hers to guide. She's just kids. Their needs she does provide. She teaches them the manners clear that help them keep intact. She guides them even when they play. They learn to interact. She's not often known for wondrous feats that many others seek. She's known for all the careful ways that make us think she's meek. The little things she says and does that seem to go unnoticed are just the things that little eyes like mine have always noticed. The subtle things observed in daily life are major things that shape the mind and sharpen like a knife. In daily walk, she sets the tone. The routine may seem pale, but when the kids do follow through, her ways can make them sail. Her story reading and singing songs that help kids close their eyes just may be that which shapes the lives to help them win life's prize. All in all, it's what she is that shapes it. The mother that she is to us has influenced the heart. God bless you, moms. We love you and appreciate you. Today, when you leave, the young fellows are going to hand you a little packet of petunias, blossom all summer long to help you remember the love of your children, and stop and pray for them. And then also the new poem that I wrote for today, the guys are going to have that to give to you also on the way if you want it. And so there we are. Let's say a word of prayer for the moms. Then we're going to give them a round of applause and we'll ask them to be seated. Then the kids are going to sing. Our Heavenly Father, we pause today again to thank you for these mothers here with us today. Thank you for all that they do, all the influence that they have, especially these mothers here that are in God's house, the spiritual influence they have upon their children. I ask you to protect them physically, emotionally, and help them to continue to grow in grace and walk with you for your honor and glory. Bless them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Give them a hand. All right, this time the Children's Church has a number and song for moms. Give them a hand, all right? Thank you. Appreciate the kids. Thank you, Barb. Appreciate that. Oh, there we go. All right. Yeah. Give Barb a hand. All right. She appreciated that one. Last year we did something that was really special as well, and my wife and I talked about it, thought it would be really nice to do. And that is that we took a little time. We're going to take the time for testimonies this morning, but we took a little time just to let each one take a rose in honor of a mom that's gone home to be with the Lord. And so I'd like for at this time, those here that has their mom has gone on to be with the Lord, she's gone on, she's not here anymore, would you stand? If your mom is gone, would you stand, please? Okay? And come here. And if you could, we would like you to come and take a rose. Mrs. Whitman and I are going to help you with those. If you just come and do that right now, take a rose home in honor of your mom. Would you come ahead? Certainly our moms are special, aren't they? We miss them. And then last year we also honored moms who have a child that's gone before them. And so I'd like those moms who've had a child go on before them, if you would stand. If we run out of roses, I will get you one. But if you, mothers who've lost a child, one's gone on to be with the Lord, we'd like you to stand if you want to and come forward and take a rose at this time. My wife asked me to do this next thing, and so I'm going to do it. When, after my mom had passed away, the funeral home here in the area asked me to do a joint funeral service, not a funeral service, a memorial service for all the people for whom they'd had services that year, and my mom had, I didn't know that, and I was working on a tune on my guitar, but I just didn't have any words for it. And then when they called and asked me to do that, I sat down and wrote these words. And so, bear with me.
can't help but wonder, will I see their faces no more? Now that they are gone from here, will I see them as before? Have you read inside God's word of those who've gone ahead, sitting round the throne in heaven with the one raised from the dead? Jesus said he is the way to the Father up above. So if you've trusted him as well, you'll see the ones you love. Alone inside, 'cause someone's gone away. Have you heard that Jesus saves, and with you he will stay? Have you read inside God's word of those who've gone ahead, sitting round the throne in heaven with the one raised from the dead? Jesus said he is the way to the Father up above. So if you've trusted him as well, you'll see the ones you love. Have you read inside God's word of those who've gone ahead, sitting round the throne in heaven with the one raised from the dead? Jesus said he is the way to the Father up above. So if you've trusted him as well, since I've trusted him as well, if we've trusted him, we'll see the ones we love.
Number 513 in your songbook, I Saw Jesus in You, 513.
Yeah.
great set of thoughts. We see Jesus in others, and we'll thank them for what we saw from their lives. And then if we've been faithful to the Lord, the Heavenly Father is going to say, I saw Jesus in you. Amen? That's what we should strive for, isn't it? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We want people to see Jesus in us. Amen? That's what it's all about. Let him work in our lives. Let Jesus be seen in us. Take your Bibles, please, if you would, and turn to the book of Luke with me, chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2. That was a good breakfast, right? I'm only taking your word for it. You know, I never eat before the service like that, but I can smell it, and that a little bit of it anyway when I came in, and I enjoy it, and that was enjoyment for me. Some of you are wearing it on the front of you. I see. No, not really. Anybody that can help clean up afterwards, any fellows that have the opportunity would be good if they could do that as well. I do appreciate so much the hard work that Sandy put into decorating this year. It's beautiful, Sandy. We really appreciate that. And Harry's always excited about getting his lieutenants and soldiers in line out there and working. That's a fun time for the guys. And we really, really appreciate it. Let's give all the fellows a hand again this morning, would you? Do appreciate it. Luke chapter number 2, if you would look with me here at verse number 16. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And then if you would drop down to verse number 39. Or excuse me, 29. Simeon talking to Mary and Joseph. Verse 29. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared. Notice the phrase, mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people. Light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of them. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of, in many of in Israel, for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, many hearts may be revealed. And then if you would drop down to verse number 50. This is when Jesus had gone to the temple when he was about 12 years of age with Mary and Joseph, and stayed there when the rest of the family left, and they were, after they'd gone a day's journey, they realized Jesus was still back in Jerusalem. I was one time and he told me that Jesus had done wrong. And I said, no, Jesus never sinned. He says, oh, yes. He said Jesus was disobedient to his parents because he didn't go with them from Jerusalem. I said, no, his parents were neglectful. Right? They didn't know where he was, right? The Bible says Jesus, he who knew no sin. And well, let me just read. in verse number 49, he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Not that I must be about my Father's business. And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. His mother kept all these in her heart. This morning, for just a few moments, I'll define few when I'm done. But for just a few moments, I want to talk about what mothers see. What mothers see. And let's pause for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the opportunity to be here today again. I thank you for my mom and all the love of God that she showed me. Lord, thank you for her testimony, serving you as a pastor's wife, and Lord, the way that she taught Sunday school and worked with music and taught children to sing. And Lord, thank you for all that she did to help me and guide me, especially that she helped point me to my need of a Savior. And so I'm thankful for my mom. Thank you for each mom here. I pray you'd bless each one. Enrich our hearts today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. What mothers see. The Bible says, and they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. It was a choice, wasn't it? Jesus subjected himself. And let me just say this to those children that are still at home. You need to emulate the Lord Jesus Christ and submit yourselves to those delegated parents. That's Christ-like. Amen? That's following Jesus. And so Jesus was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings, the sayings of the shepherd, the sayings of the angel that had appeared to her before his birth, the sayings of the heavenly host that said glory to God in the highest, the sayings of the shepherds as they came, Simeon as he talked there in the temple, and Anna. And I must be about my Father's business. He was young, and she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. What a mother sees. God had told Eve that her seed would bruise the head of Satan. Her firstborn son, Cain, killed her secondborn son, Abel. Then conceive another son, and hear what the scripture says from Eve's perspective. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God, she said, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. She in Seth, another seed in place of Abel. See, she knew the promise. God said of her seed, she would bruise the head of Satan. And she saw that in Seth. When Moses was born, I was not there. When Moses was born, the following statement is made in Scripture concerning his mother, Jacob. The Bible says, and the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. You know the story, don't you? She hid him in the little ark, or she kept him hidden and put him in the little ark and had his older sister stand by and watch what would happen to him. And God ended up preserving Moses and Pharaoh's household. And then Moses ends up leaving Egypt and coming back as God's deliverer to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. She saw that he was a goodly child. She saw something in her child. When Jesus was born, Mary saw what others did not, as she listened, had others say about him. All that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. But Mary, his mother, kept all these sayings in her heart. On in the Lord's ministry, the disciples came to him and they said that his mother and his brethren were outside and they couldn't get in. And they came to Jesus and said, "Thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee." And he answered and said unto them, "My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it." His mother also said to the servants at the wedding, he said, or she said, "Whatsoever he saith to you, do it." See, a mother, I think, sees the very purest that a child could ever be. A mother sees that when they're first born. A mother sees in the child the love that that child has to give and wants it to blossom and be fruitful. Mother sees in the child the deep potential that they can be. You ask a mother, her child could become anything God would have them be. A mother looking at the child sees in that child the life that they should live for the Lord. The mother sees in the child. To advance the things that a mother sees, a mother needs to take certain steps. First thing a mother needs to do is to train a child in the way they should go. Teaching and training begin through feeding, caring for, and comforting the little innocent child. How sweet it is that only a mother can enjoy with a child that special beginning feeding time. And it's a time of charisma, of closeness, a time of comfort, and a time of training. They learn to follow your guidance when they're very little. They learn to trust in your care. They listen to you pray to God. And I believe moms ought to start thanking God for food day one. Amen? Let the child hear you say, "Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've given us," and feed the child. They hear the mother, or should hear the mother, praying and asking for God's help in rearing that little child and caring for them. First-time mothers are extremely afraid of everything with a child. First-time dads hold them like they're glass and will break, right? And first-time moms are wondering, "Can I do this?" Yes, God made you that way. And he'll help you. And your little child ought to hear you pray, "Father, help me be the mom I need to be for this child." Praying for God's protection and guidance in their lives, and that they'll come to realize their need to be saved. Training a child in the way that they should go. Little children ought to hear you pray, "Lord, please help so-and-so come to realize they're a sinner and need to be saved." We were having devotions one time, years ago, and the kids were little. And Melody, my was probably 3 years old. And you know, we started teaching them early that we're all sinners and Jesus died on the cross to save sinners and we need to put their trust in them. We want that truth embedded in their hearts. And so one time in devotions we were praying and I said, "Dear Heavenly Father, please help Melody to realize that she's a sinner." And above my voice, in a strong whisper, everybody else heard, "I ain't no sinner." But we need to pray that they'll come to that realization. To advance what a mother sees, she needs to take steps first to train the child in the way that they should go. And then secondly, to set the example of submission to God's authority. What a mom sees in that little baby, she needs to before that they can watch and learn. Walking with God in her own personal life, yielding to the will of God as a mother, leaning on the strength of God, calling upon the power of God, trusting in the promises of God. Certainly, I think that's exemplified in Mary's life. Eve demonstrated that by mentioning Seth as another seed appointed. God made a promise. Abel was killed, and God has kept his promise and given me another. She trusted the promises of God. Walking for God in one's practical life, setting the example so that their child sees in them what they hope to see in their child. Walking for God in a practical life, little children ought to see their mom opening their Bible. I still have the image in my mom reading her Bible, and I can hear her clearing her throat as she did. Walking for God in her practical life, showing kindness. The law of kindness is on her tongue, Proverbs 31 says. By giving and sharing. What great examples moms are of giving. By feminine strength. You know the meaning of virtuous? The meaning of the word, well, not the English word, but the word underneath the word virtuous, means strength. Sometimes translated army. A strong woman is a feminine and strong, is feminine and strong in moral character and personal character. A virtuous woman is strong in personal modesty, portraying godliness, appearance, being pleasant and decorous, not dowdy or gaudy, but pleasant and decorous, showing God's grace in her life, in modesty. Walking for God in her practical life. A mom needs to set the example of submission to God's authority, saying, I am surrendered to God, little one, and I see in your life that you can be what God wants you to be if you'll surrender. And then taking the steps to set the example of submission even to man's authority as delegated by God. The best example of submission to man's authority as delegated by God is a mother's submission to her husband as it is fit in the Lord. I'm not talking about coerced subjection, but willful submission, arranging oneself under God's authority delegated in a husband. The best example of submission to man's authority will be viewed from the little child's eyes as they watch mom work in the arrangement of the will of God, yielding and following the will of God and following her husband. The Bible clarifies, as it is fit in the Lord. I don't think anybody ever should submit to man to do something that's contrary to God. I don't think anybody should ever submit to obey a man or any human being in something that's contrary to God's word. But I believe all of us should arrange ourselves, that's what submit means, arrange ourselves under proper authority that God places over us, submitting to God. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is what? Right. Not just nice parents, but even sometimes parents when they're not so nice. And so a mom to that little one sets the example of submission to man's authority. And then fourthly, she's to set the direction for that little child, in which she sees what God wants him to be. She needs to set in faithful service to God through his church, undergirding them with service as the manner of true worship of God. Service as the manner of true worship of God. Establishing a life principle when they're real young. A life principle while they're growing up, putting them in the nursery, exposing them to spiritual love and guidance of others in Sunday school, being a family that lives their Christian lives through the local church God has established. When we see in a child, or a mom sees in a child, all that God would want them to be, they need to make sure that they set the direction to help them go that way. You remember the record of Hannah in the Bible, who greatly desired a child. Remember the story? What a story. She greatly desired a child and was barren. And listen to her prayer. The Bible says, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, unto the Lord, all the days of his life, there shall no razor come upon his head, meaning he'd be set apart as a Nazarite. She said, I'll give him to the Lord all the days of his life. Hannah asked the Lord for a child, and then vowed to give him back to God. When he was born, she saw him as the prayer. And then she took steps to accomplish what she saw. Listen to the Bible. When she had weaned him, and that wasn't 9 months, it was probably 5 to 7 years worth of weaning and treating them up as a little child. When she had weaned him, maybe even a little longer. When she had weaned him, she took him up with her with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I'm the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. She saw him as the answer to her prayer. And she kept her vow and took steps to pass him on to the Lord for his use. She completed his weaning and basic formative time. And then she followed what she saw in her son. She took him to serve in the house of the Lord. And she kept on serving the Lord herself, and received blessing on that pathway. Listen to this passage. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat, and from year to year, when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice, she continued serving. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, the Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord. And they went unto their own home. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. Samuel grew before the Lord. What an example. She prayed. She saw in him the answer to her prayer, And then she took steps to guide him in God's direction, fulfilling what she saw in him. And then, as a mom, you see in that little child all kinds of things that you believe that child can be for the Lord. Never quit praying. Never quit praying. I mentioned John Newton in my message last week, but I understand that his mom never quit praying for him until finally John Newton was burdened with his sin, turned from sin to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. And then God wrote that wonderful song, that hymn we know so well, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." His mom saw in him what God wanted him to be, never quit praying for him, and he came to know the Lord as his Savior. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and said, "I thank God whom I serve from a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother, Lois, and in thy mother, Eunice. And I am persuaded that in thee also." Here the apostle, he was going to keep praying for that which was in Timothy, that was in Timothy's mom, that was in Timothy's grandmother. What a mother can't see is the hardships that will come along the pathway as that young one begins to fulfill the will of God. See, Mary pondered what was told her about Jesus when he was a baby. Simeon, we read it, "Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." She pondered those things in her heart for years and years, until as what she'd seen in Jesus, she didn't quite understand, was being fulfilled on the cross. On the cross, Jesus cried out, "Woman, behold thy son." What you saw in me and kept and pondered in your heart is this: fulfilling the will of God. A mother sees what her child can be for the Lord, and the Lord sees what it's going to take to accomplish that. If a mother could see it all, she might draw back. She needs to take to launch him in the direction of God's choosing. We parents, moms especially, have all experienced hard times, but we never want our children to experience them. We do everything we could to stop them. God saw everything that was necessary for Christ to go through to fulfill the things that Mary kept and pondered in her heart. The Bible says, our inheritance of the Lord, they're on loan from God to be guided in the will of God. Every mom has to realize that child is on loan to her. She's a steward of that child. What she sees in her heart and dreams for that child, she's a steward to follow through, to guide him toward. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Children are an heritage of the Lord. They're on loan to be guided in the will of God. A mom should see that in that little child and see, what is the will of God for this one? Children, the Bible says, are as arrows of the mighty. They're to be straightened and sharpened and then look for God's purposes. See, when that little baby's there, in those times of solitude, that mom looks into that heart and knows that child, and that child knows that mom like no other relationship. And a mom sees something. What a mother sees. A mother sees what others may overlook. She contemplates things in her own. She remembers with sweetest affection when others think of needed correction. Her child is always her child in her heart, who may or may not seem to play that same part. All others around know us from just what they see, while a mother can see us still as we could be. We've all heard her say, "He was such a sweet child, but something has happened to make him go wild." We should look down inside at what made her so proud and seek the Lord's help to soar to that cloud. God help us to be what our mothers could see. It only can happen through Christ's victory. Perhaps what she saw was God's image in us that only can shine through the Savior, Jesus. The innocence lost by deeds is the image she sees that our action impedes. With Christ in our hearts, we can be what she sees if we yield him our lives with these earthly bodies. Like Mary, moms keep these things pondered in heart. And being born again, toward that end, we can start. Our Father in heaven sees what he wants us to be, and I guess to what our mothers did see. Moms, what do you see in your child? You see more than just the outward appearance. What do you see in them? What is it that God puts on your heart when you look into them, into their eyes? Then I ask, are you taking steps to guide them in the will of God? The Bible says in Proverbs, her children, Proverbs 31, shall rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Giver of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Everyone, are you fulfilling for the Lord what your mom may have seen in you? The first step for all of us, of course, is that of coming to know Christ as our Savior. No mom would ever see in her little baby a soul that would or could be lost for all eternity. And each one of us needs to take that step of coming to know Jesus as our personal Savior. Have you seen yourself as a sinner in need of Jesus? Have you realized because of sin you would be headed to an eternal hell? Have you come to understand that Jesus Christ fulfilled all righteousness for you through his perfect life? And then have you come to understand that he took the total penalty for your sins when he died on the cross? Jesus Christ rose again from the grave to give you eternal life. Mom gave you life. But except a man is born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. Jesus wants to give you eternal life. No mom would see in her child that he wouldn't get saved. Fulfill that vision. Make sure that you know Christ. Now you need to start and simply receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, calling upon him to save you and give you his eternal life right now if you've never done that. And then we yield our lives to God's plan as he transforms our lives to conform us to the image of his Son, which really, I think, would be what a mother saw. Let's bow for prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for all that you've done for us, again, through our moms. And Lord, if there's anyone here, young person, adult, mom, dad, if there's anyone here that's never personally received Jesus Christ as his or her Savior, may they today pass from death unto life. May they in their heart and call on Jesus Christ to be their Savior once and for all, forever. Perhaps their mom has been praying for them. Or when she was here, she prayed for them. Lord, may anyone here that's not saved become the answer to that prayer by putting their faith in Jesus Christ today. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Moms, what steps will you take to get them there to do God's will? Adults, what are you letting God do in your life to fulfill perhaps what mom saw when she held you in her lap? If you're here today and you're not saved, you don't know for sure you're on your way to heaven. In just a moment when we stand together and sing, I want you to slip from your seat, come down to the front, Pastor, I want to make sure that I have eternal life. I want you to get that settled today. Today's the day of salvation. Songwriter said, tell mother I'll be there in answer to her prayer. Tell mother I'll be there. If you can't say that, you need to come today. Make certain. Let go and let God. Moms, rededicate your lives to helping accomplish what God has for them. Shall we stand together, please? Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd bless this invitation time. There's always things that we can adjust in our lives for your honor and glory. Lord, help us this morning to yield ourselves to you. Bless each mom. Encourage each one to do all that they can in action and influence through prayer to see that what they saw comes to pass as their child grows and yields. Bless us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Jeff.
Number 327, Jesus is calling.
Jesus is tenderly calling you home, calling today, away from the sunshine of mother home, further and further away. Calling today, Jesus is calling.
Brother Jeff. Thank you again, moms, for being here. You have honored us with your presence. On the way out, where's the young fellas? Are they all, they're out there and ready? They have a little a packet of petunias to give to you with a napkin to carry them and a pole. I want you to take one on the way out. And as that petunia blossoms all summer long, I want you to pause and pray when you look at it for each of your children. Pray for God's will to be done in their life. Ask God to give you strength and victory to be what you need to be as their mom. God bless you. Have a wonderful Mother's Day. No service tonight here at Berrien County Baptist Church. If you come, you'll be by yourself. But I trust the Lord will bless you. And anyway, you have a wonderful afternoon. For a word of prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, thank you again for the hard work and effort that went into making today possible. And the breakfast, the decoration, the planning, the message. Lord, we just pray that you'd take all these things and use them in our lives, that we might be more what would bring honor and glory to you and have a greater influence on our young people, especially help each mom today one to realize their important role and by your grace fulfill it. And Lord, to the end, that we can return children to you, that you would be honored and glorified in and through us and in and through them. Bless this day. Bless each mom, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Hold it one second. There was one mom here that I overlooked. Mike, your mom's here with us, right? And I'm sorry I missed her. And Joan's mom is here as well. Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it so much when you're here because Mike and Joan behave when you're here. And we appreciate that. So thank you for being here. God bless you. You are dismissed.